Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution. Hello, I'm Andrew McDermott. Thanks for tuning in. You know, one of the things that makes design so enriching to us as humans is that it's a gift that keeps on giving. The application of complex, specified information into patterns and messages through foresight and intelligence can be appreciated by other intelligent beings. It's why we can return to our favorite vacation spot or book time after time and continue to find enjoyment and discovery in them. It's the reason we can recycle old objects and turn them into something new. It's why this world will never get boring. There's always a new layer to peel back and explore. And if you allow yourself a design perspective of the biological realm, it's no different in the natural world. Today, and in a subsequent episode, I'd like to highlight for you just a few new wonders recently discovered in the animal and plant kingdoms. Indeed, the closer scientists look at organisms they thought they understood, the more they find bewildering, previously unrealized designs at deeper and deeper levels. In part one of this series, we'll look at a fast snail, long-distance dandelions, and flashlight shrimp. In part two, we'll profile three more examples of newly uncovered design in biology, including ecological hydraulic engineers, aka beavers, water lilies, and the humble, sturdy little walnut. Fast snail. Snails and other mollusks are not known for being the quickest animals on the planet, but marine snails, known as cone snails, are new record setters, according to news from UC Irvine. Scientists had already been amazed at the powerful venom of these sea creatures that hunt fish with harpoons. They knew that studying the venom of certain cone snails was providing insight into the causes of pain, such that derived compounds from the animals might lead to new anti-pain medications. It turns out that cone snails are also lightning fast, not in crawling, but in hunting with their harpoons. Using high-speed videography, the researchers determined that the radular harpoon can be propelled into prey within 100 microseconds, with a peak acceleration exceeding 280,000 meters per second squared, and a maximal acceleration exceeding 400,000 meters per second squared. These extreme speeds are similar to a fired bullet. A paper in Current Biology describes the mechanism the snail uses. The researchers report that the cone snail's prey strike is one of the fastest in the animal kingdom. A unique cellular latch mechanism prevents harpoon release until sufficient pressure builds and overcomes the forces of the latch, resulting in rapid acceleration into prey. The radular harpoon then rapidly decelerates as its bulbous base reaches the end of the proboscis, a distensible hydrostatic skeleton extended toward the prey, with little slowing during prey impalement. The velocities achieved are the fastest movements of any mollusk and exceed previous estimates by over an order of magnitude. One of the researchers was curious why this mechanism was so fast, since the fish they prey on are two orders of magnitude slower than the harpoon. He is quoted as saying he wanted to uncover insights into how they evolve and how their design could inspire new forms for robots or medical devices. The second goal sounds worthy of intelligent engineering. Good luck on the first goal. Long-distance dandelions. Last year, Evolution News reported on a new discovery about dandelions. Each tiny feathered seed, called a pappus, creates a vortex with its tufted plume that actually lifts the seed into the air. The mechanism allows the seed to remain aloft much longer than it would otherwise. Now, another study by French researchers shows that the arrangement of tufts in the pappus is optimized for lift and flight distance. They created a model using equations from fluid dynamics. The model portrayed rods, arranged like spokes on a bicycle wheel, to see how many spokes worked best when air flowed through them. The researchers report that their models showed the same kind of vortices forming as the researchers with the prior effort had seen firsthand. They next ran the models using different numbers of rods. They found that the optimum number was 100, which matched the number found in a real pappus. At this number, the pappus was most stable while floating. With more rods, flight became unstable. With fewer rods, flight distance was reduced. They suggest their findings could be used to design lighter-weight parachutes. Flashlight shrimp. The mantis shrimp is already a champion of biomimetic design. Scientists have marveled at its knockout punching claw, its eyes that can perceive circularly polarized light, and its 16 color channels in vision perception. Now, one species of mantis shrimp has added another curiosity to its bag of tricks. Its larvae have flashlights in their eyes. The paper in Current Biology says, "Reflective filters in mantis shrimp larvae simultaneously reflect and transmit light." The researchers believe this aids the shrimp in detecting bioluminescent targets. A video at the beginning of the open access paper explains how the eyes of these larvae work. It sounds like a description of a high-tech optical invention. The intra-rhabdomal structural reflector, ISR, is a four-part barrel-shaped structure, the narrator says. It contains hundreds of small round units called vesicles, each about 152 nanometers in diameter, which is the perfect size for interacting with wavelengths of visible light. Researchers suggest it's a curious case of reverse biomimetics. This newly described structure resembles how a human-made optical device, known as fiber Bragg grating, works. Fiber Bragg grating is a filter commonly used in sensors that monitor extreme conditions for a variety of industries. Nature often inspires human design and invention, said Catherine Feller, PhD, the study's lead author and a researcher in the College of Biological Sciences at the University of Minnesota. In this case, she says, humans invented something before they knew a natural analog existed. The structure discovered in mantis shrimp offers a different way to build a useful optical device. One interesting detail that puzzled the scientists is why only one of 17 families of mantis shrimp possesses this feature. I guess they'll have to peel back another layer or two to find out. That's all the time we have today. Look for part two of this series, where we'll look at three more examples of recent discoveries that enhance our understanding of the design in life. We'll profile the beaver, water lilies, and the walnut. Look for that and other episodes of the podcast at idthefuture.com, or you can listen via your favorite podcasts app. I'm Andrew McDermott for ID the Future. Join me again soon, and thanks for listening. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org and idthefuture.com.